Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. It is Thursday, April the 17th, 2014. I am so excited to be with you tonight. If this is your first time tuning in to the Issues Concerning Women radio show, I thank you so much. If you're a long-time listener, I thank you as well. I am always delighted to come and share some wonderful things with you. It has been a busy, busy week, but as always, I'm excited, and I want to jump right in because we only have about 17 minutes tonight to get everything in. This is Holy Week, so I want to say to each and every one of you that I hope and pray that you have a fabulous holiday. If you're out for spring break, enjoy your family. If you enjoy the Easter programs that are being shown throughout the country, please go on and see something that is inspirational, something that means something to you. I am always looking to spend some quality time with my family during this time of year. So get with your family and friends and have a good meal and some good conversation and just enjoy the resurrection of Christ. So we are here again. And please tell your friends about Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Every Thursday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am not going to do a whole show tonight because I've just come from class, and I just wanted to come on and say thank you so very much to all my supporters, to all the people that are near and dear to me who have been with me for many, many years, who have continued to send questions to me that I can answer to come on my show. I've had numerous guests throughout the years. We've actually been on Blog Talk since, I believe, 2007. So I have hundreds and thousands of followers. I thank you so much. I do not take any of this for granted. I know that it is a blessing, and I'm truly blessed. So this Holy Week, I want you to think about how blessed you are and how you can bless somebody else. Tonight, I want to tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women. From time to time, I do that because I don't ever want to take it for granted that everybody knows what I do. Today I was actually at a conference, and it was called, it was at Chesapeake Conference Center, I'm sorry, and it was taking it to the next level. So it was Women Advancing in Business series. It has been an ongoing series. It has been awesome. I met this wonderful lady. Her name was Francine as well, and she had on a pink, which is one of my favorite colors. So she was my namesake, and she was wearing pink. So, you know, we became fast friends. She is actually a co-partner in Accelerate Her, And just like it sounds, that's the name of their company. They're out of Williamsburg, Virginia. They teach you how to earn what you are worth, which is, again, right down my alley, one of the things that I talk about all the time, how we should never, ever be afraid to ask for what we want and to negotiate. So I know that I will be doing some work with her in the coming months. We've already set that up. This has been an exciting, exciting week. Let me just tell y'all some of the things that have happened. And I know of so many times I don't get to share with you all that I do, but Issues Concerning Women is an organization that I started in 2007 with my good friend Robin Fairby. Since then, she has stepped down, and but we're still good friends. We're still business partners, but we work on different avenues. She and I came up with this concept of wanting to put together different promotions to help women. I finally get the opportunity now to do exactly what I want to do. And it has taken years to build this business. So from 2007 to now, we are finally getting to the point where I feel that we are reaching many women wherever I go. And I'm an advocate for women. I love what I do. I support women and their families. I want to be able to help them. So today when somebody asks me, what did I do? I had no problem telling them that Issues Concerning Women is an organization that I established so that I can help women be their best, whether it was in their business, their career, or their personal life. Now, how do I do that? So this is the tricky part for a lot of people who know me. I am a business developer. I'm a business coach. I teach you hands-on. I teach you over the Internet. I teach you face-to-face about how to get to where you want to go. I am a service of information and also a service of training. I also started my business because I wanted my daughters to be able to see how I could take a very little and make something great out of it. I started my business also because I wanted to leave a legacy for my family. I didn't just want to be in business and then just let it die. I wanted it to continue on. And I felt the best way to do that was to have a service that I would offer to people to help them to get to where they want to go. That's what Issues Concerning Women is in a nutshell. And that's probably longer than my 30-minute elevated speech, which some people say that we should do. But also I wanted to share with you that Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in housing, finance, and life skills, advocacy services to refuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise, and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationships, and adult literacy programs. The director, yours truly, is dedicated to making a difference. My mission is to create economic independence for all women by providing a voice to those that would otherwise not be heard. ICW was created to empower all women to take charge of their lives and to become educated and savvy about all aspects of their life. And when we say all women, that means all women who want to advance in their careers, in their business, and in their relationships. This organization is not for every woman. I don't expect every woman that I meet to want to be a part of Issues Concerning Women or to want to be a part of my life. But I do want those who need training, who need help advancing, who need a push, who need more than what they're getting on their regular 9-to-5, those are the women that I am targeting. Also, we have an executive program that we will be introducing more of this year. We had the opportunity to do workshops last year and the beginning of this year for some of the executive women. So we're going to focus on that again. We don't exclude men because some of my speakers are actually men for the program. the Entrepreneur Revolution program that was scheduled for April the 24th and 25th. It will be rescheduled because of conflicts in schedules and other life-changing situations that have happened. So we will continue on. In September, it will be the Issues Concerning Women conference. And I will tell you more about that in the next couple of weeks. Also, my good friend Lalisa Williams is having her Women's Empowerment Conference in New Jersey. She has this every year. It's a powerful, powerful organization. It's a powerful group of women that get together, and more we're having men. I had the privilege of attending that also the last 2 or 3 years I've been a part, maybe 3 years I've been a part of that program. In the fall, Issues Concerning Women travels 3 to 4 times in the fall. In August, September, October, and November, right before the holidays get going. In August, we will be in New Jersey or Richmond, and I'm not sure which one at this point, but we'll let you know. Then in September, we will definitely be in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And then in October, we will be back in North Carolina. And then November, we will update you on that program as it comes together. The reason why I wanted to tell you about what Issues Concerning Women does is because I attended that conference today at the Chesapeake Conference Center. And I saw one of my associates there, and she said to me, she said, "I thought that was you. It looked like you, but I was surprised to see you here." And that made, I've been wondering about that all day, and she's a good friend. I love her dearly. But she got me to thinking that I sometimes possibly take for granted that people know exactly what I do. I am a business consultant. I am a financial coach. I also am a career services representative, and I represent Bryant Stratton College. I do that on Monday through Friday. I love what I do. I get the opportunity to teach students and graduates and women and men how to prepare their resumes. I prepare them for interviews. I prepare them for dressing for success. I help them with their internship programs, those that are involved in those kind of programs. And actually, Issues Concerning Women is starting their own internship program. And I am excited about that as well. And we also do job placement at the facility where I am Monday through Friday, which is Bryant and Stratton College. I am their career services representative. They kind of go hand in hand in everything that I do. I am a speaker. I go out and I speak to the community about whatever topics they bring me in to speak on. And coming soon, in the month of May, the phase two of my organization will start, and it's called the Focus Group. We did some of the radio shows to kind of do like a preliminary program to get you information about the Focus Group, and we started out with the radio show, and we will be extending that program. I am partnering with Robin Therapy on that initiative. I have been so truly blessed. So many doors have been opened for me in this year and many other years, and I'm not taking any year for granted. Every year has been an amazing journey. It has been so overwhelming at times, the amount of success that my organization has had. There have also been trials and tribulations, so I'm not going to tell you that everything has been hunky-dory and, you know, a bed of roses. I'm not going to tell you that. But I am going to tell you tonight, and I'm going to share this with you. When I started Issues Concerning Women, I made a promise that I would keep it going, that I would grow it, that I would develop my Women's Community Center, and I'm still working on that, and I will build an empire, and I'm working on that as well. I have been truly blessed to be able to walk through doors that normally would not be open to me, but I know that There is a reason for every step that I've taken, for every goal that I've completed, for the journey that I'm on. I am a true, true believer in faith. I'm a true, true believer in prayer. I am a believer in being persistent, going after what I want, not being afraid to speak about who I am. I'm an ambassador for Christ. I say it boldly. I'm not ashamed of that. So tonight I just wanted to share with you just a few things about issues concerning women. So I know that you may have questions and you may want to know, how do you do all of this? I don't do it by myself. I have people who are behind the scenes. I'm the voice of issues concerning women. But I can guarantee you there are at least six people that are behind me that are my confidants. They push me. They challenge me. They encourage me. They never waver. I don't have to worry about them being here today and gone tomorrow. They have my back, and I truly, truly understand that. I also know that some people will never get on board with issues concerning women. Some people will never say that they want me to come and speak at their facility. Some people will never even recognize that I am a businesswoman. But, you know, I don't worry about that, because if I waited for man to recognize me and to elevate me, then I would never get elevated. I know where my help comes from. I know who I serve. I know what he has done for me, and I know that I owe him everything. And because this week is Holy Week, I want you to know that I can't do this by myself. I don't have the power to do it. I don't have the strength to do it. And sometimes I don't even think that I have everything that I need. But my Lord and Savior says that I do. And he says that any time that I give you an assignment, that I will also equip you with everything that you need. You have everything that you need right there where you are, whether you're in your home or you're at your business. We work hard for what we do as entrepreneurs. We work hard as women who own their own businesses. We work hard as women who are running our families. We work hard as women who are running our corporations. I know that I sound like I'm preaching, but I'm not, and I can do that too, and I do it. And I do it without shame or without any regret. But I also know that there is a certain level of, and I guess I should say, a certain level of faith that I have to have to stay on my path. And I was trying to find the right words to say this to you. A certain amount of power that I have to have. So I have to stay connected to my source. I cannot get disconnected. I cannot travel on roads that are not paved for me. I have to stay where God has ordained for me. And sometimes I have to step back, get quiet, and I have to let God guide my life. And I'm not ashamed to say that. I am a true believer in my faith. I know where my help comes from. I know how I've gotten here. And nobody will ever know my whole story, because you can't know everything about me. But you do know this. I am a businesswoman. I am good at what I do, and there are no bones about it. And I'm not bragging on myself. I'm just telling you the fact. I do know that when I go out into the community, that I am going out because I want the community to know that there are women and men who are standing up and standing in the gap for others. And when we reach a level of success, we are reaching back and pulling someone else forward with us. I want you to have a fantastic week. I hope you have learned more about issues concerning women. I do not want you to ever not know what I do. So if you have questions about my organization or any other things that I'm doing, you can give me a call at 757-567-6734, or you can send me an email at icwdirector@gmail.com. You can hit me here on Blog Talk Radio. I am on the first and third Thursdays on our local radio station, Joy, 1270 a.m., and I do Faith Break for 15 minutes. So you can reach me anytime, day or night, and just send me information and I'll get back to you. So God bless you. Enjoy your Easter holiday. I look forward to being with you next week. I hope that you have enjoyed the show tonight, and I will be back next Thursday if the Lord is willing. So God bless you. Stay safe. Enjoy your family, and much love to you all. Thank you so much. For the past 18 minutes, you have been listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Tune in next Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Issues Concerning Women. Good night, and God bless.